We're talking about nutritional issues with Peter Clark from Healthier You in Port Macquarie. Pete, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael. Good to see you again.
Yeah, can you tell that I've had a couple of these already?
You've
a couple
had
of full glasses.
With a bit of Manuka honey in it, probably.
Stop it. Manuka or Manuka. I don't think it's going to have to agree to disagree on that
honey
one.
Honey by any other name tastes just as sweet.
Now, this the discussion today all arose because I said to you, I bought a coffee machine with pods in it, and I was told that maybe as well as coffee in those pods, there might be other ingredients like sugar. Have people put sugar in them to make them taste more palatable?
Yeah, so we had a long discussion about, well, what is in the coffee that we drink? And we thought we'd bring it up this morning and just have a general chat about coffee because it's probably the most popular drug that we have in the whole world. I mean,
most people it is a drug, isn't it?
That's right. Most people have a cup of coffee on a very regular basis.
So coffee itself, have I just had an espresso, you know?
That's right. So coffee itself has very, very few calories. So virtually none. Just in a cup of black coffee, whether you buy it out or whether you have instant coffee at home, it virtually has no calories in it. So if you just make it on water, it's got nothing in it, virtually.
Yeah, that's virtually. However, when we start going the latte.
That's right. That's when we start to add calories to things. So if you have a cup of coffee and you put a dash of milk in it, so people have a white coffee with just either low-fat or full-cream milk, it's probably going to have about 20, 25 calories in it, which is not a lot in the whole scheme of things. So, if we're looking at people's weight, managing their weight, if they're having 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day, although it does contribute to their weight, it's a pretty insignificant amount.
Okay, because my wife used to have skim milk in a coffee rather than normal milk. But then she eventually gave up. She said, it's not making any difference at all.
Not a lot of difference between skim and full cream milk. If you're only having, most people put about 20 mils in. So it's not a lot of difference there if you do that.
But Pete, I love my lattes.
Yes.
Now, and I like full cream milk
this
too.
This is where the problem comes.
Okay.
Because now we're going from having a coffee made on water, predominantly water, to a coffee that's made predominantly on milk, and milk does have a lot of calories in it. So if you're looking at your standard 250 ml cup in a coffee shop, then you're looking at potentially on low fat milk, you're looking at potentially around 150 to 200 calories, or in kilojoules, probably around that 600 to 750 kilojoules. Kilojoules is the term that we tend to use in Australia. Calories is something that a lot of people think of because that's what they were brought up on.
Yeah.
But kilojoules is the metric term. And if you have a cappuccino, which has got perhaps a little bit of chocolate on the top, you know, you'd be looking closer to around the 250 calories or up to 1,000 kilojoules. Now, the average Australian should be aiming at around 7,500 kilojoules in their energy intake each day. If you're having a cappuccino every day, or dare I say it, two, that starts to become a significant contributor to how many kilojoules you're taking in just by drinking it.
Does the chocolate on the top add
anything? The chocolate on top does add to it too. So, and that's when we were talking in email about this. That's without the two free donuts that sometimes when you go to certain coffee shops that they do offer as a bonus.
I love that free donut.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a free donut.
No, there isn't. Yeah, so so an average cappuccino, let's say if you have an average two a day, which is a very reasonable amount.
A lot of people do. A lot of people, you know, particularly if they're busy, they get to work and they might have a cappuccino on the way to work and they may have another one as a pick-me-up in the afternoon. That could potentially be, you know, 2,000 kilojoules a day or about a quarter of their daily.
Yeah, 20 to 25% of their daily intake.
25% of their daily intake just by having a couple of cups of coffee.
Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, okay, so
it's one of those things that I say to people, look, coffee is not necessarily about the drink itself. It's about the break from work. It's about the conversation. It's about that feeling you get when you sit down and you have a chat with someone.
Yeah.
And you know, if you instead of having a cappuccino, perhaps have a long black, which is a coffee made on water with a dash of milk in it, pretty similar to what you might do if you had an instant coffee at home, then you can substantially reduce the calories in that. It's probably about a 90% reduction. And you still get the same ambience. You still get the chat. You still get the break from work.
People still talk to you.
But you don't get the calories. That's right.
Do we know those pods, and I bought a pod machine, and there's a lot of them out there. Are we aware of exactly what's in those pods?
Well, the pods themselves, they're predominantly caffeine, and depending on the type, they can be quite concentrated. And that brings up another point, is that when you buy a cup of coffee, the caffeine concentration can vary quite substantially between coffee bought in one shop and another shop. And there was a study done on the Gold Coast a number of years ago now, where what they did is they went out and bought a long black coffee from 100 different coffee shops on the Gold Coast. And then they went back and they measured how much caffeine was in a long black. And in one shop, there was 25 milligrams. And in another shop, in the same product, a long black, another shop, 214 milligrams. So there was almost a tenfold difference in the amount of coffee. So coffees ain't always coffees.
So it comes down to the beans that they're using,
that's
obviously.
That's right, the barista.
And they're probably trying to find a balance between a coffee that's strong enough to give the caffeine you want.
That's right.
But mild enough to actually taste nice.
That's exactly right. And a lot of us enjoy a cup of coffee, and we'll find a coffee shop that we really like. And that's probably because the caffeine concentration in that coffee shop is meeting the palate that we like.
Is there any way of us testing the level of caffeine? I mean, how's it done? In a lab, I presume?
Yeah, it's done in a lab in universities usually. Too much caffeine can cause some problems for your health. So if you have an overabundance, and I'm sure a number of us, if we've had a few cups of coffee, we can get a little bit jittery.
It's speed.
That's right. Mm. It pushes our blood pressure up. It makes our pulse rate go quicker. It can upset our tummy. Palms clammy, exactly. Sometimes we get upset tummies and diarrhea. So, you know, there are side effects from having a particularly strong coffee. Yeah. And if you're not used to it, it can certainly have those impacts. Mm.
So really, it's just caveat emptor. Just go for the coffee that makes you feel good, but be aware that if you're adding milk, you're really adding
whatever. That's right.
Whatever.
And how many cups of coffee should we have a day? Well, a lot of studies are saying that if you have a regular amount of coffee each day, and it can reduce your risk of things like diabetes, reduce your things like Alzheimer's. So there's certain health benefits that you can get from drinking coffee on a regular basis. How many should we have? Probably about 3 or 4 cups a day is about the right amount.
Yeah, that must be enough. I probably have 2 of those holding up my tall glass, but yeah. I use a pod, but yeah. I run through the pod twice, you know. Yeah. It's like
so
a
you get
double
the,
shot
the
from
double
the one
shot.
Pod.
Exactly.
And it seems to be as strong in the second. I mean, obviously, you do more, you can see it diluting, but it certainly seems to be as strong in the second time through, second punch of the button than the first one.
Yeah. And we've got to be a little bit careful we don't overdo it, but 3 or 4 cups a day I think would be ideal.
Excellent. Love your work. Thanks, Pete.
All right, good to see you again, Michael. We'll chat again next month.